In fact, that night that I was, what I was seeing was her attic fan. We had talked about, she was afraid that, she thought it was making noise, and she was afraid it was going to quit that night. That's while Alton's in Florida. And I had been down to Betty's to the beauty shop, and her light overhead was making a humming noise. And I was talking about that, and we was talking about the fan. And so that night in my dream, I was watching her fan blaze. And I was trying to call her, and she said I was hollering. She come there and woke me up, and I said, well, I was having a nightmare, and I was trying to call you. She said, well, I don't know what you was trying to call me. I said, you wasn't saying my name. I said, no, I couldn't. I was just trying to. Stomp.
Yesterday he
stomped his foot at me. I've had that happen.
Had somebody do
Angie, when she first began trying to talk, she'd stomp her foot. If you know, she couldn't make you know what she'd want. I'll carry you home.
Mm-hmm. That would mean in a car. Mm-hmm. Or what if they were going to, you were going to walk, and they were offering to go with you? What would they say?
They'd say, I'll walk with you.
Mm-hmm. If your car got stuck in the mud or the snow, you'd have to ask somebody to
help me.
Help you do what? Get behind and
push it. Toted them home.
If you need something, maybe you're fixing something in the kitchen, and you ask Angie to go and maybe the salt is on the table, and you need the salt. You say, Angie,
bring the salt to me. I never did say fetch. I've heard people say fetch, but I never did use that word. So it all means the same, but I'll say bring it.
When children play games, a lot of times in hide and seek, you have to run in and touch. Everybody goes out and hides, and one person counts.
They run, touch home base, and they holler, I'm home. Home free is what we used to holler. Catch it.
If they, when they were little, they did this a lot. What did they do with the ball?
Little
boys.
Catch ball, that's what they called it. And they batted. They'd call it, one of them would be the batter and the other would be the catcher. They had a lot of different names for their ball games.
Who pitched?
Pitcher. Well, you see, they wasn't, I guess Gary played ball more than Deborah when he was growing up. Deborah and his little friends, they was cowboys and Indians a lot. They played that.